Now, time to get cooking with V. Here's Ken Connors and Chef Vanessa Gianfrancesco.
Ding, ding, ding. 8:10 on the nose. Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning. On time as usual.
I know.
Even in a snowstorm, Ken. This is impossible.
We do not weather get in the way of talking about food.
Exactly.
Yeah. How's your street doing? Is it okay?
I have to say, very nice. It's not too bad. I mean, we have a good clearing system here, so we are all set to go.
Very good. All right. So we're going to talk about crispy chicken saltimbocca. Saltimbocca, by the way, literally means jump in the mouth.
You got it. Exactly. And it's just such a good dish that it literally, you want it to jump into your mouth. It's so yummy. And typically this is made with veal, thin slices of veal that are just pounded out. But what I like, to make it a little bit more user-friendly, not many people, like veal or eat veal. I like to go with a chicken. It's a little bit more universal.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically make it in the same way. So what you want to do is have beautiful chicken breast that you can either pound out thin or that you can keep thick in this recipe. What you want to do is line it with a sage leaf or two right on top, season with salt and pepper, the chicken breast, and then you want a beautiful piece of prosciutto di Parma, which is an Italian type of prosciutto, and you want to just put it right on top, and using your hand, just press it down to make sure that it's sticking to the chicken breast. Now, you can do this the night before. Keep it in the fridge marinating, because what's nice about this is the sage leaf sort of adds flavor to that chicken. But if you don't have the time, no worries. Just get to it and you'll be all good to go. So in a large skillet, you want to add in a little bit of avocado oil and a little nub of butter. Now, the combination of the two is really nice. One has a nice high smoking point, the avocado oil, so it can go to high heat. And the butter is going to add the nuttiness and the flavor to the oil of the pan to get the chicken breast even more seasoned. So you want to go in with these prosciutto side down. And what you want to do is just let them be. Now, here's a trick that, a lot of chefs, they know, but we try to educate people about, because typically someone will want to grab this chicken breast and turn it prematurely.
Mm-hmm.
The trick is, if your meat does not want to turn, it doesn't unstick from the bottom of the pan, it's just telling you, hey, I'm not ready to be turned, so let me see. I haven't created that gorgeous golden crust that you're looking for, so just let me be. Listen to your chicken, because it's always right. So you want to make sure you get a nice crispy crust. You'll notice the prosciutto is going to go from that brownish color over to a bright orange color.
Mm.
The sage underneath is going to crisp up. You're going to get a beautiful crust. You turn over the chicken breast and let them go about another minute or two. Now, you're not cooking the chicken breast through and through at this point. You're going to basically brown all of them in your pan, and then you want to remove them, put them to the side. Any excess oil or butter, you want to drain out and just let it go. And then you want to deglaze the pan with some beautiful white wine and just let that all the crispy bits be picked up, because that is really flavor, and it's going to start making the sauce. Now, what's nice about this is you can actually cook it in the pan through and through,
mm-hmm.
or you can get this into the oven and have it finished there so that the work is being done for you while you're doing other things, like a beautiful salad that we're going to just talk about in a minute.
Okay.
So once that's done, you add a little bit of either chicken stock, vegetable stock, whatever you like. I personally like to add just a splash of cream in there, because it just makes it a little bit more delicious and luscious. Add the chicken breast in, prosciutto side up this time, so you want to make sure the prosciutto is looking up. You'll notice the liquid will cover about halfway through the chicken breast, which will allow it to cook really slowly, keep the breast really nice and juicy without drying it out. And again, you can take this at this point, pop it into the oven, 350 degrees, let it go for a good 45 minutes.
Oh, 45 minutes. Okay.
But what?
45 minutes.
A good 45 minutes, because you want it to slowly cook. In the oven, it takes more time,
mm-hmm.
versus on the flame, so on your stove top, it could take anywhere between 15, 16, 17 minutes, depending on the thickness of your chicken breast.
Okay.
So this is for a whole beautiful, chicken breast that mm-hmm. stays in its entirety. So now your saltimbocca is pretty much ready to go. It's delicious, it's crispy, it's yummy. And what do you pair up on the side of this? So this is a salad that, honestly, I absolutely love. It's called my asparagus ribbon salad. And asparagus ribbons are not something that you can buy, which makes it very special, because it means that you're actually making it yourself.
Yeah.
So you're going to head over to the grocery store, And this is what you want to do when the asparagus are a little bit thicker in size. So not those thin little summer asparagus, because it will take you an eternity to try to make ribbons out of those. But so a nice thick asparagus, yeah. You want to trim off the bottoms, and you want to use a vegetable peeler to just make gorgeous long ribbons of asparagus. You're going to add those all into a bowl, a little lemon juice, which actually sort of wilts them down just a little bit, some olive oil, salt and pepper. And if you want to just elevate this just a little bit, and I know truffle oil is something that is sometimes overused, too powerful, not good, but I'm telling you, a quarter of a teaspoon of of truffle oil in this asparagus is going to add that oomph and that finesse to this dish. It's really delicious, and it's going to tie everything together because the earthiness of the truffle oil, the saltiness and the deliciousness of that chicken and prosciutto go really beautifully together. So here's how I like the plate. Beautiful, large dish, your chicken breast right in the center, and then you're going to take that gorgeous asparagus salad, those ribbons, and you're just going to do half on top of the chicken and a little bit cascading down, and you'll see that the colors are so bright, so beautiful and vibrant. And if you have a little extra time, you can go in with a nice roasted potato on the side, or even better, a mashed potato, some polenta, anything that you like that's creamy or crispy. Pretty much, I'll leave that to your discretion. But make the other two, because it is so, so worth it. And the melody of flavor together is just delicious.
Oh, melody of flavor. Now you're talking.
This is your choice today. I gave Ken two recipes, by the way. This is the one that he chose. So actually, it's really easy to make. And again, think about this. You can start pounding. You could just, make them right now. You can make them as we're speaking right now. Get them into your fridge. Cook them later tonight or tomorrow. And you've got a beautiful weekend supper.
I know. I love the picture you sent me too last night, Vanessa. It looks absolutely beautiful on the plate. You're right.
So this recipe is going to be up on my Instagram page shortly. And again, really, those asparagus ribbons, I really want you to try them. And I love this because every week people send in their pictures of what they're making and how they're making it. And it's very exciting to see that what we talk about is actually coming to life in people's homes.
I love it. I never say no to chicken. So when you gave me the choice.
No, absolutely.
Vanessa, always a pleasure. Thank you. Enjoy the weekend.
Happy Saturday.
We come right back here in just a couple of minutes with Craig Sauvé of the Sud-Ouest Bureau, city councilor from Montreal. I'm going to talk about a few things, including the REM that's going to go through his area, going through Griffintown with that stop there. 8:17. Looks like the snow's let up a little bit here. Looking out the windows this morning, we have flurries in the forecast, some light snow. But they say there's some clearing on the way this afternoon. The current temperature is -1. It feels like -5, -4 actually with the wind chill. A little bit of a wind to deal with out there. Yeah, when we come back, we'll talk to Craig. And also on the way at 8:30, latest from the newsroom, Bill Brownstein's on the way. And some celebrations are coming in on the text line. Get them in. We'll take care of those in about 40 minutes. All right, that 514-800 is our text line number.